Hi, and welcome to lesson number one in our course called something like Digging Yourself Out. I haven't decided yet on the proper name, but welcome to lesson number one. And please excuse, I've got a little bit of a cold, a little bit of asthma today, so I might be a bit sniffly and coughy. But today's lesson is about making very small changes, and it's called about millimeters. And when I was pastoring, I had a number of volunteers that would help me with my ministry to people who had quite serious major mental illnesses. And one of the frequent struggles that people had was that for all the effort they were doing in supporting these people, they weren't seeing much change. And I actually encouraged them to be very patient and actually watch for what I would call the little millimeters in the person's life, the little changes that were happening, and to focus on developing the relationship and to just watch and listen. And so often, years later, as people spend time just building a relationship, they would say, oh wow, I've seen the changes happen in this person's life. And they're now doing this and this and this. And they would also reflect back to me that changes had happened in their lives because of observing this change in others' lives and little things that they had to work on. And so I developed this term. I think it's really quite an appropriate term, and I use it all the time, and it's called millimeter ministry. And so often I find that life, we want it to shift by meters and kilometers. We want change really, really quick. But actually, much of life happens in very small, small little incremental steps. And it's the millimeters. And those millimeters are always things that we can actually do. We have got influence over. And when I pray, particularly when I was praying for people, you know, a one-to-one and ministry type situations, I would always encourage people to pray for the millimeter changes in the brain, those small neuron changes that can happen in the synapses of the brain. And I'd pray sort of in a visually way of just looking and seeing the changes happening in the brain. You see, millimeter steps are steps that I can take, all right? They're possibles. They're things that are actually possible to do. They're not huge leaps and jumps. And so when we do a millimeter step, it builds confidence. It builds that like belief in yourself that, oh, things are changing. Things can move. You see, when you're in a hole, you think that's it. It's dark and nothing's going to change. There's nothing I can do. It's just deep, dark, overwhelming, and absolutely all-consuming. But when we look, you know, as a pastor, when I look at the Bible, I see lots of examples of the small, small little changes. And Jesus in Matthew 7, ignore the dog. I am the other dog. Jesus said that, look, I tell you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. And I've seen so many people with mountains in their lives, or seemingly mountains, huge obstacles that they think are just so overwhelming. But millimeter by millimeter, those changes can take place. The dogs will quieten down soon. And so what I've done today is I've brought you some mustard seed, all right? Some little mustard seed. And I have, the other day I brought a micrometer, which is a like a little ruler and can measure very, very small things to very small amounts. And so I've got my micrometer here. And I put a little mustard seed in there. I don't know whether you can see it, but here, I'll just bring it to the camera if it can focus on it. And I measured it, and it was 0.7 of a millimeter. Now that's really small, 0.7 of a millimeter. So Jesus was saying something like 0.7 of a millimeter and change can move a mountain. And it's other versions of the Bible called the Message. Eugene Peterson, he says a poppy seed. And the poppy seed is actually even smaller. And that can do huge things. So I like to think about your life and my life in those little tiny little millimeter steps that we can make. And part of my work is I have a garden and a school. And recently we've been harvesting sweet corn, and some of the teachers, they bring the kids out to teach them a little about gardens and horticulture and all that sort of stuff. And so the other day this teacher brought out these little kiddies, and they were probably 6-7 year olds, and they were all like, "Oh, Mr. Pearman." And I was harvested some sweet corn, and I opened it up, and they were all interested and they're all looking, and I broke off the corn, and then I took out one of the actual little corn seed, you know, little kernels, and I gave them to eat, and they all thought, "Oh, that was nice." And I said, "Now, if you take one of these little kernels, one of these little corn seeds, and you plant it in the summer in the soil, that can grow to one of these big sweet corns." And I don't think they got the concept. They're a bit too young, but they were like, "Oh yeah, okay." But that's, I think what Jesus is saying is that a little millimeter can grow a big thing, a little step. And I remember my very first job when I left school was working on a farm. And we had a fence line to build, and it was up the sort of the side of a hill. And that wasn't so bad, that was difficult enough. But the soil, well, it wasn't actually soil, it was sandstone. And sandstone is like quite hard, and you just got to chip away at it, chip away at it, chip away at it, chip it away at it with the spade to get a hole deep enough and big enough to put a post in. It was hard work, but it was chip, chip, chip. And so often I think, and I've found in my life, dealing with depression and other struggles, is that it is just chip, 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 millimeter by millimeter. And as you do that, you do actually make progress. And we have to understand that in the brain, these synapses that are where all the signals go across, and where your thoughts are formed and, you know, and become hardwired into you, that gap is just super, super extra tiny. And this narrow gap of between the two cells is approximately 20 to 40 nanometers wide. And a nanometer is where you can fit about 1 million nanometers into 1 millimeter. Okay, so I'm breaking it down into even further to get you to understand just how the little small changes that you can make and form in your life can have a huge impact, can grow something good. And if you're in a dark hole, in a deep place, and you think, "I can't do it anymore," then I want to encourage you, you can do a nanometer. You can do 20 nanometers. I believe in you, you can. So I want to just talk about a few things that I think are important around this whole idea of millimeters. And the first is that you need to give yourself the gift of self-compassion and patience. This digging yourself out of the hole, this getting out of the hole, it will take time. You know, we so want results now, don't we? We want to have the miracle and change. And I think so often we equate miracles with now. Whereas I believe I've seen millions of miracles happen in people's lives because there's been millions of little millimeters changed. Millions of miracles. Millions of miracles. A millimeter miracle. Yeah, we want change. And also, you know, sometimes others can pressure us to change. You've got to change. You've got to work harder. You've got to do this. You know, and this can be a family member, a friend. They might just get fed up with us, pushing us. Even some therapists I've heard can tend to push people too hard. Now, look, there is a tension between slacking off and not doing anything and being pushed too hard. There's a tension between what we can achieve and what we can't achieve yet. And I remember being in a seminar with a lady called Marva Dawn, and she said, put your hands up on your head like this. So if you're watching this, just do that. Put your hands up on your head like that. And there's a tension to pull one way, you got to do this, and another tension that way. And really pull on your arms if you can. And keep doing that. You know, and after a while, what you're going to begin noticing is that you get tired. You get tired of holding that tension. And it's a tension between what others want, what you want, and pressures and all that sort of thing. So I'd like you to have some compassion on yourself and to be patient and let your arms drop and feel release and focus on what you can actually do. That millimeter, that smallest little thing that you can change. There's a word that I quite like, and it's called comparitonitis. It's a deadly disease, and you'll see it everywhere. And it's the idea that we compare ourselves to others, and that we, who I am, I compare myself to John over there, and he's doing so well, blah, 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 you know, his social media and all, his life is going well, he's got lots of money, and I compare myself. Now, I don't know anything really about what's happening in John's world and his background. He might have great struggles and he's just putting up a mask. Comparitonitis is absolutely deadly to you digging yourself out of your hole, because you keep comparing your hole to somebody else's hole and you don't know what their hole is really like. And other people don't know really what your hole is like other than you. And so it's all about patience and about learning about yourself and what you can actually do, the millimeters that you can make. So it's a really, really good idea to focus on what, on the small and achievable, you know. And whenever I'm sort of working with somebody, supporting them, it's their journey and I'm along for the ride. They're in control. I'm here as a coach or a mentor, whatever, friend, their journey. And so please have the gift of self-compassion and patience. The next thing is all about identifying the millimeters that are actually in your control. Now, Stephen Covey, he developed this really quite a cool concept of circle of concern and circle of influence. So if we were to draw a big circle and another circle inside it, around this outer circle, we would call that the circle of concern. Okay, and these are factors where we actually have no control over. Now, I look outside and it's the weather. I've got no control over the weather. I've got no control over the price of petrol. Got no control over the rain. I've got no control over how other people are going to respond to me. I've got no control over my dogs. They'll bark at the neighbor's car driving past. They'll just bark. I've got no control over other people's opinions, and especially about of me. And you will, if you could draw that circle and say the circle of concern and factors where you have no control, you know, it'd be good for you to actually identify things where you have no control. I've got no control over what people are going to say about me, what people are going to say about this course. I've got no control. All right, but it's a circle of concern. In the circle of influence, which is right in the middle, well, these are factors which we can have control over, and we do have control over. So I have got control over my words, my behaviors, my actions. I've got control over what I'm going to do after I've presented this course. I've got control over what I can do during this day. And that's really crucial to understand, because when you're living in the circle of concern, you're always trying to influence it, but you can't. Okay? It's the circle of control. What is in your circle of control? What is in your circle of control? And in that area of control, if there's another word we can use called agency. And agency is the capacity to act independently and to make choices. I can make choices about what I do and what I don't do. And it's in those microscopically small millimeter movements that we have control. All right? I can have, look, here's an example. I can have control over what I listen to, what I put into my brain, what I watch, what I read. I can have control about the things that I say to myself about myself. I believe that you need, and we all need, to focus on what is within my control. What is within my control? You see, I have lots of concerns and about all sorts of things that are outside of my control. What these people think about me, what these people think about me, will it rain tomorrow? Will it affect this? I have all that. But all I need to focus actually is on what I can control. Okay, it might be raining tomorrow, so therefore I'm going to make sure I have an umbrella or a coat, or I take a coat with me to work. And what can I actually have in control, and what can I do? Very important to say, okay, this is within my control, this is what I can do. The next thing I want to talk about is embracing the small. And there's a wonderful little verse in Zechariah which says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." I love that. These small beginnings, again, the millimeter, again, the nanometer. For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. The Lord just says, wow, he's taking, she's taking a millimeter. Yay. There's a seed happening. In that wonderful story called of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah and the people are rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. And this is in a book which I wrote called Broken to Build, a story of recovery, 31 days of recovery, of building a new heart and strengthen a people. And they began by just picking up one brick at a time, one brick at a time. And so it's embracing that small millimeter again and again. You see, a small step for someone, it might be to brush their teeth every day. And the smallest step in that might be to go and buy a toothbrush. And a smaller step might be to say, where can I buy a toothbrush? You see, as an example, for my writing, I write a blog. All right. Now, the very first smallest step I take is I write down an idea. Okay. And the next step I take, and all these, again, they see these things are within my control. I spend some time thinking and expanding the idea, mulling it around in my brain, and then I write the blog. But it always starts with that small beginning, that small step. Here's some examples that it might help you to understand further this millimeter thing. First of all, it's got to be highly achievable. We're not jumping the Grand Canyon, okay? We're jumping a little gap. So again, the brush your teeth example, putting your toothbrush on the sink. That might be the first millimeter step. Now, some people might think that's ridiculous. Again, that's comparisonitis. No, this is you being you. You being you. And for you, that is could be the most celebrated thing that God says, wow, fantastic, and I do not want anybody to despise your smallest beginning. You is you. Okay, let's get that clear. We're not comparing ourselves to anybody. We're not saying that's ridiculous. It's you being you and your uniqueness. Reading the Bible. You know, so many times I've been pressured in my Christian life to read the Bible in a whole year. Now that is a huge task, a challenge for anybody, all right? And so many times when I was pastoring, I would see people be given that challenge and they'd fail time and time and time and time again. And that would build up a real belief system that I'm a failure, that God's not happy with me because I haven't read my Bible in a whole year. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Instead, how much better would it be to read one verse, or maybe just one portion of a verse, every day for a whole week? Is that achievable? I think it is. And sometimes in my life, I have done just that. Just feasted on one tiny little phrase and let that roll around in my brain and let that feed my heart and soul and just meditate on that. It's not about the quantity of scripture, but it's about the millimeter of the message. Just a little bit each time. And it's so refreshing, so good, just to feed on something just small and tiny. Here's another one. You should exercise more. You should exercise more. Well, how about an exercise of just going for a 10-minute walk? Can you do that? Now, for some people, that might be the huge thing because they have agoraphobia and they fear going outside. But it could start with a millimeter step of putting your shoes beside your bed. Just a tiny little step. That's day one. Day two might be putting your shoes on your feet. Yes. Another example. Say one nice, kind affirmation to yourself. Now, I have made it a practice of having affirmations recorded into my phone that I listen to every day. Now, these are not affirmations that saying that I am Superman. No, these are little affirmations to say something like, I am loved and I have value. And I'm making garlands for God, our God. And I listen to those every day. And I let them sink into my brain, into those millimeters, and it changes my thinking, changes my beliefs. And years ago, I wrote out some affirmations, and one of them is, I am focusing on the good things in my life, and this gives me hope. I'm focusing on the good things, and this gives me hope. I'm focusing on the good things, and this gives me hope. And slowly and surely, those little nanometers in my brain, they're changing. They believe that as truth. They believe that as absolute truth. And so I keep telling myself that and other things. And I've created like a little tick box calendar. And for 67 days, I repeat that. And then I repeat that. And I keep telling myself the truth. And you can do that, say, again, it's that chipping away at the hole that you're falling yourself into and digging yourself out and changing how you think about yourself. The final thing is, this is not a one-off. It's repeating that millimeter over and over and over and over again. And creating a centimeter, and then it creates a meter, and it creates 10 meters. And over time you'll say, you'll notice, hey, I've changed. Oh, it's different. I'm changing. Something has happened in me. And I'm not so much in that dark hole anymore. Something has millimeter changed in my life. So that's the first lesson. And if you want to respond with some questions around this, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at barry@turningthepage.co.nz. Hey, thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon in our next lesson.